It was the late 80s, Costa Mesa, California, the Pacific Amphitheater. My girlfriend at the time said, oh, I want to go to a Barry Manilow concert. I was like, oh, really? I got to go to a Barry Manilow concert? Can I just tell you, that was a very memorable evening, Barry Manilow. You set a very romantic tone that paid dividends. I think many straight men across this country have the same story. So I owe you a debt of gratitude. Thank you, sir.
Well, good. Good. I'm happy to be. I always love being involved.
In your own way. Barry Manilow is our guest, literally a living legend in American pop music. And he's got a brand new album out, Night Songs 2. And you're singing the standards, man. You are, I mean, talk about the songs that make the young girls cry. You are going back 100 years on some of these songs.
Yes, isn't that something? 100 years and they still are as beautiful as they were 100 years ago. You know, I did Night Songs 1 a couple of years ago, and I got nominated for a Grammy, and I thought, oh, goody, maybe I could do another one. So I did Volume 2, and it's you know, very romantic, different than anything I've ever done, because usually it's a big production and big pop stuff. This is just me playing piano, and you put the CD on, and it's like I'm singing and playing just in your living room, just me and you.
Wow.
It's a very intimate album filled with the most beautiful songs ever.
Yeah, truly. And I got to say, I love classic pop music and the standards, as they call them, and Broadway music. What I love about this is, you know, yes, you're going to sing a Gershwin song, but you do what they would call a deep cut here. You go to Pardon My English, which is not necessarily the most famous Gershwin musical, and you're doing Isn't It a Pity. What went into the selection process here?
I didn't want to do the ones that were overdone. Every time I got to a title that I had heard over and over by everybody, I thought, no, there must be other songs that are... And there were so many, and they were beautiful songs and beautiful lyrics, and so I chose them instead of the ones that everybody does.
Okay, Barry Manilow, that brings me to my next question. Obviously, you know where I'm going. You picked My Funny Valentine, which...
Because I knew we were on the way to Valentine's Day, and I thought, well, you know, maybe it's overdone. I don't think it's overdone. Honestly, I don't think a lot of people do My Funny Valentine. And it didn't matter. It's such a beautiful, beautiful song.
12 number one hits, 27 top 10 hits, 50 top 40 singles. That's an incredible, incredible legacy in the music industry. When you sing someone else's music, though, something that you haven't written, do you approach it differently?
Well, you know, I am an arranger, and it's one of the things I love doing with music. You know, I started off wanting to be Nelson Riddle, not wanting to be a singer or an entertainer. So, you know, that part of me, I love doing that too. So, when I do other people's songs, I try to do my version of that song, and it winds up that I feel very, very close to the songs, even if I haven't written them.
Are you going to roll out live performances to accompany this release? Again, the album is Night Songs 2, Barry Manilow's latest. Are you going to be doing some concerts?
Well, I'm in Vegas. I'm in residence. Give me some respect.
Yeah.
I'm in residence.
No, not everyone can make it to Vegas.
So I'm there, for the rest of the year, and I'm doing like all the hits that I can squeeze into 90 minutes.
Right at the Westgate, by the way, which is the former Hilton, which is what that was Elvis's stage that you're performing on every night.
Right, and it's a wonderful room, big and yet intimate. We all have a great time. The audiences just love this show because, they know every song, one after the next. And by the time we get to Copacabana and I write the songs, they're lighting their hair on fire. And
yeah, I believe it. Is it a challenge for you as I've got to think the audience is singing along with you on almost every song?
Yeah, in the beginning when they sang along, I said to myself, shut up.
I'm the star here.
But now I really encourage it because it's just so full of joy. It's great.
You know, the story I started with there, and I jokingly raised that with you the last time I got to speak with you on the radio. Am I the only one? I think there's a lot of men who were dragged to Barry Manilow concerts and then immediately became fans.
Well, maybe that's still happening, but I can't tell these days because what I see are guys with their fists in the air when I get to these really great big endings. And they yell at me, you know, we love you, Barry, you know. Yeah. So it doesn't feel like they've been dragged as much as it did in the early days.
You know, I focus a lot on this program on Washington, D.C. and politics, and I'm not going to drag you into a political discussion, but I do remember several years back you were in D.C. Promoting a campaign called Get Back in Rhythm, having to do with heart disease.
Yeah, with atrial fibrillation.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what it was like to sort of engage your congressional representatives on something that's so important to you?
Well, you know, I have that, and you know, I have a minor version of it. A lot of people have what they call silent AFib, and that's kind of dangerous because you don't even know you got it until, you know, it gets crazy, out of control. But, you know, when they asked me to do it, I said, yeah, because I know what to talk about. And I went to, you know, these senators and congressmen, and I tried to explain to them why I was there. And, you know, they're all so busy, they're thinking about a million different things. But I did the best I could.
We're speaking with Barry Manilow. Brand new album out is called Night Songs 2, and it is a fob. You mentioned you got a Grammy nomination for Night Songs. I got to say, if you get a nomination, I don't want to jinx you, but if you get the nomination here, that means, what, four decades, 5 decades you've been nominated for a Grammy?
Yeah, that's what I'm told. I've got, you know, I've got 15 nominations, and yeah, it's great. You know, it's just, Larry, it's been a great ride, and it doesn't seem to be done yet.
My my history is with Broadway. I came to this business from working in management on Broadway. And, you know, you see so many Broadway musicals where they open up a songbook, like Mamma Mia for ABBA and Jersey Boys and that sort of thing. Your songs are very theatrical. Your roots are in New York and working with theater performers. Is there a chance that you could put together a Broadway show like that?
Well, I wouldn't want to do it, but there have been loads of conversations with various producers and writers. A lot of people are interested in doing that. You know, if it were a great idea, I'd be right behind it. But it can't come from me. I'm just too close
See,
to it.
The problem is, you go to hear all this Barry Manilow music, you want to hear Barry Manilow perform.
Well, I know that you may be kidding, but that is a big
problem.
No,
I'm serious.
Yeah, that would be a big problem, because as great as the singer was, they would always be remembering the original.
Well, we can still see the original live in Vegas for his concerts in residence. Before you get to Vegas, get excited and warmed up for Barry Manilow with a grand piano and great, great music. That's what you'll find at Night Songs 2. It's always just a joy to talk to you. Seriously,
I've
been a
Larry.
Fan
Same here.
For a
okay.
while.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Washington Examiner's Examining Politics podcast with WMAL and KBC radio host Larry O'Connor.